connecting local and global accountability. Quote, accountability for women's FRHR at the international level, WHRAP South Asia strategies. End of quote. Story by Nathalie Singh. Location, Malaysia. Partner organization, Arrow. CQC framework highlights. States have an obligation to fulfill their international commitments as signatories. They should provide quality healthcare services for all. Sustained investment in strengthening the health system must happen under government supervision and management. Image. Caption. Representatives from CBOs, national, regional and international partners of WHRAP at a partners meeting held in 2015. Source, Arrow. End of caption. Image description. This picture shows a moment of merriment, enjoyed by CBO members at a meeting in Malaysia, where representatives have gathered from national, regional and international organizations. End of image description. Investment in building a strong Asia-Pacific partnership for advocacy on FRHR was a strong collective call at an Arrow regional partners meeting in 2001. This partnership would strengthen the linkages between the local, national and international advocacy so that the impact and efforts to influence policy and program change is increased. In moving this call forward, WHRAP began as a program for Arrow in 2003. A new approach was needed as identified by Arrow and partners to ensure that FRHR remains a priority agenda for governments in the region as well as donors. The implementation of the Millennium Development Goals MDGs recognized improvement of reproductive health as part of the larger poverty eradication strategy but within its limited framework. Many of the policies driven by agencies and donors to reduce the maternal mortality ratio focused narrowly on institutional deliveries. However, these failed to recognize the context. Page 33. Marginalized women are in the four WHRAP South Asia countries, home deliveries are a reality. WHRAP in South Asia began against a backdrop of the subregion with high maternal mortality and morbidity. The vertical approaches to end preventable maternal deaths are largely seen to be disconnected from the realities faced by marginalized women. WHRAP national partners, with their years of experience working for and with marginalized communities, highlight the fact that these policies and programs are not working. Consequently, when there are failures or violations, there are no opportunities to seek redressal from authorities. Consistent support from the Danish Family Planning Association DFPA has sustained the implementation of WHRAP for over a decade. Arrow and DFPA's commitment has ensured that there is an equal amount of resources emphasized for organizational and programmatic development. With this partnership, national partners are able to develop and adapt their programs to their context and develop different strategies for the same goal. Arrow, as part of WHRAP, is driving and supporting the processes for joint strategic planning, monitoring and evidence-based advocacy at all levels. At the local level, the aim is to empower marginalized women by building their capacity to generate evidence. Locally generated evidence is then integrated with national, regional and international advocacy which aim to change policies and programs to accurately address the needs of these women. As an international partnership with a regional and local voice, WHRAP South Asia has been able to leverage spaces at the regional and international levels so that partners are able to present their evidence and positions in these spaces. Arrow also has been at the center of developing the position paper on a context-specific rights-based continuum of quality care CQC for women's reproductive health in South Asia. This has enabled partners to move towards common and unifying advocacy goal despite addressing diverse populations and issues in each country. This position has formed the framework for WHRAP South Asia's national and CBO's partners for their interventions. It has been translated and widely disseminated. It has also been the basis of submissions to the WHO Commission on Information and Accountability for Women's and Children's Health through its independent expert review group. Note reference 1. In recent years, Arrow has been able to raise joint positions through organizing regional advocacy dialogues, events and by engaging in key regional and international processes. One such highlight was the organization of the Regional Advocacy Dialogue in 2012 on advancing accountability, raising the issue of maternal deaths in South Asia in New Delhi, India. This brought together 18 regional and national stakeholders, including representatives from WHO, UNFPA, RAP South Asia partners and others to assess maternal health policies and their impact on the lives of marginalized women. It highlighted and addressed the gaps in care and services. The participants agreed on WHRAP South Asia CQC advocacy agenda and reflected on the need for broader alliance building for the partnership. The Then Unspecial. Page 34. Rapporteur on the right of everyone for the enjoyment of the highest attainable standard of physical and mental health, Anand Grover, who also joined the meeting, suggested use of the mechanism's complaints protocol for violation of rights. Similarly, in 2014, ARO/WHRAP South Asia received support from a broader base of civil society for the CQC position. More than 50 representatives from 38 different CSOs in Asia Pacific deliberated and produced a call for action towards context-specific rights-based continuum of quality care. Note reference 2. The call was formulated in the context of the new Sustainable Development Goals SDGs, which were being decided, and strategies for ending preventable maternal mortality were being finalized by WHO and other agencies. It reiterated that the ground-level realities should be taken into account so that the final goals and strategies are reflective of the needs of, and can bring about real changes for, all women, particularly marginalized women. In 2015, ARO/DFPA/WHRAP South Asia organized a side event at the July session of intergovernmental negotiations by IGN on the SDGs at the UN headquarters in New York. It was organized in collaboration with the DFPA, United Nations Non-Governmental Liaison Service UNNGL's AIDS Accountability International Africa Focus, and with official support from the government of Nepal. The side event showcased the lived realities of girls and women in South Asia. It provided an analysis of the region's persistent reproductive health challenges, 15 years after MDG implementation, by highlighting the contextual differences, lack of accountability at the local level, and the need to focus on quality health care, especially on SRHR. The participants, who included several member state representatives including Nepal and Denmark, staff of various UN agencies and other CSO representatives, were presented with evidence that argued for the CQC approach. Representing WHRAP South Asia's first ever engagement at the UNHQ, the event proved to be an opportunity to forge relationships and strengthen support for our advocacy. Participants agreed that the CQC call was timely and was missing from the ongoing SDGs discussions. Was this sustained engagement as a partnership? We hope to ensure that the forthcoming Global Accountability Framework recognizes the urgent need for context-specific continuum of quality care for all women. Page 35.